Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Underground Gospel Radio!
Yo, we are back. What's going on? What's happening?
What's going on?
All good.
How's everybody doing?
Absolutely amazing.
Everybody's great?
Yes.
Everybody's great. It's been a minute, though.
It has.
Right. It's been a while.
It has.
Big Win, what's going on? What happened?
Why do you? I didn't say a word.
But you didn't. You didn't say a word. But
I said everything.
Everybody's
wonderful.
Talking around the table.
Yeah. His silence is very loud.
We just started. I feel picked on.
Never that.
But yes, we are back in the underground, and I'm so excited. Yeah. I'm so excited to be back in
light
the underground.
Skin. I like this. I like this. I'm gonna bring me a little light to sit right here.
You know,
because I want to look real Michael Jackson.
No.
See, I look a little dark, but I like that.
So funny.
But yeah, we are back in the underground, and I'm so excited, man. Listen, we got so much going on that, man, listen, I'm telling you, y'all need to get your people in the building.
Oh, yeah.
Get your people in the building. Make sure they let the people know that we are back in the underground.
Oh, yeah, we're going to talk.
We got a topic today that's going to blow your wig back.
Yeah. Yep. Mm.
Listen, we're going to...
I'll bite you. And will.
Oh, I forgot. It's so
and will.
It's so mad. I'm
you
sorry.
Forget she's from High Point.
Yeah.
All the time.
Listen. But yes, we got a topic today that will definitely, is definitely one of those things that is going to definitely have you guys questions. You're going to have some questions. We're going to have some enlightenments. We're going to have some one of those things that be like, oh my gosh, I didn't realize that. I didn't know that. I didn't piece that together.
Right.
But yeah, so we definitely,
I'm really getting old. Maybe because I just got over
loud.
Cold. Man, I feel like I'm in the club.
So fun.
Already.
Oh my goodness. But yeah, once again, let everybody know that we are in the underground.
Yeah.
And let everybody know that we are back with a great topic today.
Yeah,
and we gonna talk about it. We're gonna talk about it. So let's go ahead and
We not scared.
No.
We not scared at
y'all
all.
Y'all act scared, I'm gonna call y'all out.
Oh. Dog, you calling people out now, huh?
Yeah.
Doesn't he always?
Yeah, he do.
Oh.
You're surprised.
But I'm just saying though, you did call out on the morning show though.
That's call out, dude.
Yeah.
Well, that's because.
Oh, you've done some extra stuff.
You put on the spotlight on the morning show.
Wow.
So,
all the time.
I mean, I apologize.
All the time.
Yeah.
So. But it's fun. It's like having. I never had a little sister.
Yes.
So this is really fun.
So he
fun.
Abuses me.
Yeah. 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 It's really fun.
I've never
fun.
Had a little sister.
Yeah.
Abuse,
yeah.
But yes. So listen. Let's get this thing rolling. I'm your boy, Sevelist the Artist. I'm your brother. I'm your nephew. I'm your cousin. But I ain't your daddy.
And I'm your boy, Big Win, your ultimate entertainer. Sometimes you might need to turn my mic off.
Turn his mic off.
And as always, this is Lady Angie, and I'm here for it.
It's your boy, Mario, the silent assassin.
Oh. Because we already know Jesus is
outside.
Because the word of God is going up and it's coming down in the underground. Because Jesus is for everybody.
Everybody.
Not somebody, everybody.
Everybody.
So listen, let's get right into the topic, man. We ain't going to prolong the time.
Yeah,
we ain't going to waste no time because I already know that this topic is definitely going to send some people over. So listen, so the topic for this week is expectation versus entitlement.
Yeah. Yeah.
Expectation versus entitlement. The reason why that topic is so prevalent right now is because I believe and everybody at this table definitely believe that America suffers from this.
Yeah.
You know, America suffers from this. And not only just America, but the church suffers from this.
Yeah.
So I want to bring up, you know, this is a topic that we've been doing for about 2 weeks now.
Mm-hmm.
So because it's one of those topics that we really have to dissect and really dig further into it to the point where it's like, man, listen, I want to really engage with a lot of people and really enlighten a lot of people that, you know, hey, listen, this is what is going on in your life. This is why it's happening. And this is what needs to change. All right.
Mm-hmm.
So listen, The topic direction is, does my relationship with God gives entitlement or expectations? Does my relationship with God give entitlement or expectation? So listen, here in Philippians 2, 5 and 8, it's simply Paul was simply explaining, beautifully reminds us that Christ laid down his entitlements. If anybody had an entitlement, was Jesus.
Yeah,
he
yeah.
had the actual official entitlement.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
But if he can come and lay down, so when he when he became, you know, when he was born, came through the womb, came through Mary, he laid down his entitlement at that moment to become human. You understand? So therefore, right now, that explains where Christians suffer from being entitled, from being entitled to the point where, like we was discussing in the morning show, man, listen, when you come over to God's side and when God starts to bless you and God starts to answer prayers, when God starts to move on your behalf, you become unconsciously entitled.
That's right.
Yeah.
Unconsciously entitled. So here, Paul beautifully reminds us that Christ laid down entitlements so that we may share his glory.
That's right.
That's a big part.
That's a big
part, because nobody wants to share glory no more. That's nobody right. wants it. Everybody wants everything for themselves.
Right.
We are now living in a selfish society.
Right.
Yeah. As Christians, we should not only trust God when we don't get what we want, we should also follow the example of our Savior and choose to give up what we think we deserve.
Yes. Mm.
Oh, so you just can't concern.
Right. Oh, we just going to say amen.
We just going to sit right here.
Mm-hmm. We going to sit right here,
yeah,
right?
He kept reading. I said, oh, he got a sermon.
Oh, yeah.
See, I have nothing to add to that. And it's because I felt entitled because I thought he told me to be entitled.
That's good, though. That's
he
good.
Did.
Because
he said things like, walk boldly.
Yes, yes.
Claim so and so.
Right, right, right.
He said that in my Father's house of many mansions,
yes.
So, and he even told me sometimes, leave your kindred, and in thee shall all of the earth, all of the families of the earth be blessed. So I felt entitled.
Title.
But the problem is, he was talking to people, not necessarily the window.
And he was giving people
but because
an
sometimes I'm messy and I'm in everybody's business.
You're not.
I'm thinking they tell he if he said it to them, he means it for me
for
too.
Me too.
Yes.
See, that's how crazy I am in believing that if God told Abram, he's also
this
telling me.
Yeah.
So that's what makes me feel entitled. Yeah. I thought about that thing after the morning show. I said, you know, you flip back and flip back again.
Yes.
I flip now. I got to flip back because I want to stand strong. And say, yes, I'm entitled, but I shouldn't expect because I am not worthy. I am entitled because he told me I should be.
Yeah, yeah.
But I am not expecting because I am not worthy.
Wow.
So I will say that. So I did do some studying. See, y'all think, yeah. Because I had to really think about it. Why shouldn't I feel entitled?
Right.
Yeah, you're right.
You see what I'm saying?
Right, right, right.
So just like when Lady Angie was talking about her husband and the kids, you should feel entitled because that means you feel like God put you in the right place.
Right.
Yeah.
But the expectation part, you need to be cool because you should, even if you expect it, don't act up if you don't get it.
Right.
That old saying, though, you ought to be old enough where your wants don't hurt you. If you don't get what you want, it ain't going to hurt you. That's where I'm at. I want to be there.
Yeah.
But I still want to be able to say, yes, I have it because God said I can.
That's right.
Right.
And I agree with you, what you said in the morning show, because you follow the formula.
Right.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to put God in the formula because he's greater than that.
He's greater than the formula.
Yeah, but
that's right.
I do want to feel entitled.
That's right.
You can't call yourself a child of the king. And you act, and I'm sorry.
Yeah. I totally agree with what you said.
Oh, you going to flip back now?
No, I totally agree with everything you just said, except I have a flip of the words. And that's just that I think when I expect him to give me my gifts of royalty, I don't think that's wrong. But when he doesn't give me what I think he should give me because I feel entitled, that's when I mess up.
So I think my expectation
is good. And I think the expectation comes from knowing the word. When you know the word and when you have faith and you believe that this Father of royalty covers you, you should expect some big things. But when we go into that place of entitlement, we stop appreciating the gifts and we expect the gifts without us even having to do anything.
But I do agree that I feel entitled because I'm not shocked when it happens. Let's just say that. It's not that I'm asking for anything specific.
Yeah.
But when he blesses me.
Yeah.
I feel I'm not shocked because I'm entitled.
And that's where I feel I've crossed the line into entitlement because when he blesses me, I don't feel surprised. That's I think that's not good.
That's that is not good.
But that's but you said the same thing I did.
Yeah, when he
I'm not surprised.
Like we're saying the same.
Yeah.
When he blesses me big, I'm like, this is the norm.
Cuz you're expected. It's expected.
That's that's
but I should be like, God.
Yes. Yes.
Look at you.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. So I'm that's where praise comes from. That's part of you put that a part of your equation because you did it.
I'm forcing myself into a space now of where everything is about gratitude.
Oh, see, you want to be humble.
I want to be
I believe his word so much now that even humble is a cop-out because it's not a cop-out.
Right.
Me acting humble as if he didn't bless me like he did is me acting surprised.
I
think I am entitled. I want to stay entitled.
Well, I want to be surprised.
I disagree with both of
you. Okay.
I don't think I'm entitled or I don't have a lot of expectations.
Church
has taught us to be entitled and have expectations.
Oh, yeah.
But when it comes to me, to wake up is a blessing.
It is.
So I don't look at certain things as entitlement because he don't owe me anything.
Nothing.
He has given me more than he even owed me.
Right.
So therefore he don't owe me anything.
Right.
So just for him allowing me to wake up, I should feel great. I should feel grateful automatically. So when he blessed me, I'm even more grateful.
More grateful.
Mm-hmm. I'm even, I appreciate it even more because it's not what I deserve.
Right.
Because if we be honest, the sin that we have committed, we don't deserve anything.
Right. I agree.
But he gives us even more. What we don't even think of, even act sometimes, he gives it to us. Look at Job.
Mm-hmm.
Job went through all that he went through, but Job didn't feel entitled or anything, but Job was blessed because he still kept serving God.
That's right.
Yeah. The church has given us entitlement to make us feel like if we serve God, then he that car we need, he's supposed to give it to us. That's not what he's
saying. Yeah, see, I don't like that.
He's not a genie.
Everybody wants to make God into a genie. But in reality is, we're not entitled to anything.
None of it.
Mm-hmm. Every day we wake up, it should be a humbling experience because there's somebody that didn't wake up this morning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's somebody that couldn't raise their hand this morning.
Right.
There's somebody that couldn't use their legs. So I don't feel entitled. Every morning I wake up with gratefulness because I could have laid there in that bed and been paralyzed over the simplest thing.
Right.
So I don't look at entitlement because I don't feel like I'm entitled to anything. Yeah. My house, my car, my money, anything. He can send a burglar in and take all of it instantly.
Yeah.
And I lose all of it. But I'm thankful and grateful to him because even through all that I go through, it's only him that keeps me.
Always.
Yeah, I'm still going to be entitled.
But no, that's because everybody is different when it comes to that.
I think that's why I like we have it in subject because I still want people to believe that when I say entitled, it's because
you expect.
I know that I accept his son.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
And I am saved.
Right.
And the fact that I surrender who I am to him.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And that he uses me.
Right.
And because he uses me, I now feel entitled to all the promises.
Yeah, yeah.
That he said.
So you
I'm not going to call God a liar. And I it's the promises that he made.
So you,
and the same promises mean if you do wrong, I'm going to do this to you.
Right.
So I'm entitled. So when I do wrong, I expect him to chastise me.
I
expect him to cut me down at the knees. But when he said, I shall give you, and this shall be so and so, and by thy stripes, and I'm humbled by it, I don't deserve it, but I still feel entitled.
Yeah, I mean, it can be a point where, a lot of people can be in your position where if the word says that, then it brings about a different meaning because entitlement may mean a different way in his
Because the thing is, when you feel you're entitled to good health, you're entitled to whatever, when things come, you get knocked down by it.
Mm-hmm. Right,
you have a thought that God, I'm doing everything that you want me to do. Why would you allow my husband to almost die?
Why would you do this? Right, right, right.
I mean, we bless others. And
that's entitlement.
Entitlement. That's loyalty making. God, I do this. I do that. And I am this. And how could I almost lose my husband?
Right, when you did.
But go back to your definition.
But then when I got to that point and realized that I have an expectation that you will carry me. But I'm not entitled
to anything.
Mm-hmm. I'm not entitled to my life, much less his.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, and I think...
Because he has control over everything, an aspect of my life, like Mario said, everything that happens is what I'm entitled to. The good and the bad. I'm entitled.
You're entitled to everything that happens
because
to
Because I
you.
Believe what he says. Because I believe
it. I mean, we're looking at entitled as if
we are going to receive something.
Right, right.
As if it's a gift.
Right.
When my mother said, if you don't do this, this is going to happen. Mm-hmm. I was entitled. That was a whooping. It's not always good. Because God said to his children, this, 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 and this. Because we believe it to be true, that's what you're entitled to.
Maybe.
It's not, in my opinion.
But my thing is, I am in my definition of entitlement is rooted in a prideful heart.
Right. That's my fear.
That's where I see the entitlement and I don't like that because of the simple fact because now it's more so of and I see where you're bringing out the definition of entitlement.
Yeah, I want to start the argument.
No, we're not.
When I say argument, it really is because there's a big difference between theological understanding and then philosophical understanding.
Right.
So we're being philosophical and I'm being theological on purpose.
And I understand that because what I was saying, like on the morning show, I'd come to a point of faith and believing in God and his word and his goodness and kindness. That I'd allowed myself to take on an air of entitlement. And in my opinion, once I took on that air of entitlement, it was in a danger zone.
At that point,
anything that did not go according to
how
what
you
his word said,
exactly,
or according
exactly.
to
yes.
what I thought his word meant for my life,
for your
or
life.
According to my deeds, then I was like, this is not what you said.
Right.
For me.
But my expectations of God have not changed.
I expect
him to come through every time.
Right.
But if he doesn't, I know there's a lesson in it for me.
Yeah.
I know there's a growing process in it for me. I know there's an experience in it for me that I have to go through.
Right.
Because he sees what I can't see.
That's good.
And
that's
he
good.
He understands what I can't understand.
I like that.
And see,
I like
what you
that.
Said, it made me think about her. Like she said, that pride.
Yes.
When you think of expectation or, you know, entitlement, you think of that pride.
You do.
And that's what I try to keep myself. I can only speak for me, but I try to keep myself out of that pride because that's what's wrong with the world
that's
in the church.
That's what's wrong with the world.
Yeah. We feel like just because mama said we're supposed to have it, we're entitled to it. And that's not reality a lot of the time. Because, what makes you exempt from going through the same trials I got to go through? We serve the same God. So what's different? Your husband got to go through a heart surgery. My wife may have to go through it. It's no different.
Right.
But we feel entitled. I do this and I do this and I give this. So why I got to go through this?
Right.
No. We have to go through these things to make us strong. And that's where the entitlement has to humble down. Because at the end of the day, if God don't do it, even if he don't do it on this side, do you still hold the entitlement when you get to the other side?
Exactly.
See, I want to keep saying I'm entitled when it comes to him, but with everybody else, I'm not entitled.
You're not.
Just because you're the pastor of the church, you're not entitled.
Right.
Just because I'm a member and you're my best friend doesn't make you entitled. I just want to keep stabbing in there.
Right.
That because of what God has drilled into my heart and my spirit and in his writings, that I'm entitled, but
and
it's not
blessings.
To receive. It's but I just want people to understand, to be entitled this ain't all good things.
Yeah. Right, right, right. Because you could be entitled to punishment.
Exactly. Right,
right, exactly. Right. You could be entitled to punishment.
It, so. So whether I'm prideful about it.
That's where I'm hoping
that we segue into. Yeah. And that's why I refuse to move from it. Because if you fall against his laws.
That's right. That's right.
Even though there's grace and there's mercy, grace and mercy came along so that we can have some type of expectation and understanding.
Right.
But there's still law.
Yes.
There's still law. I think I'm going to go here.
A lot of people, because
we have a whole crazy thing going now with all these titles, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So now we have titles that is attached to certain entitlement.
Yeah. That's right.
Yes.
You understand? So according to a title requires a certain entitlement. So now we become bishops and we become certain pastors and chiefs in different because there's they've put in levels on entitlement.
But when you said they, now it doesn't go with my theological.
Right.
Okay. Now it's philosophical.
That's totally different.
That's totally different. Yeah. But now the church has become corrupt with a lot of titles. that has really rushed in so much entitlement that is now brainstormed deceitfulness.
Yes.
And I'm going to tell you why.
It's really pushed us in that.
People love entitlement because of the title, but they don't realize that entitlement brings responsibility.
Right. A lot. Right. But they don't want this
responsibility.
No, the title and the entitlement. Yes.
Right.
But responsibility comes with everything
that
is related to entitlement.
Yeah.
I think we really want to definitely, because if Jesus laid down, you know, his entitlement.
Yes, he did.
And when he became, you know, human and he came to, you know, on earth, he laid it all the way down to show that, okay, hey, although, I mean, it was many instances.
Yeah.
Even dying on the cross, man, ain't you the son of God?
Yeah. Right,
you can change all this.
His entitlement was questioned.
Right.
And the Garden of Gethsemane, it was questioned.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. Oh, you know what? It's so many things that he humbled himself
that he
could have changed.
Right.
And he could have changed the whole situation.
Right.
But you understand? But he didn't.
Even though he was entitled. But come on, now here come the segue. But why?
Right.
He had to fulfill the promise.
That's right. He did.
See, I always believe.
He did.
That's the responsibility that was with the
theologically.
And he wasn't even involved in the entitlement part.
There's a word, there's a promise.
That's right.
And there's the power.
That's right.
And with those three,
I
feel entitled because of his word.
Yeah, yeah.
And because of his promise. And his promise was tested by the Son.
By the Son, that's
and
right.
And then it was tested by God's anger because that's the only other time he said, listen, okay, I flooded y'all last time. I promise I won't do that again.
So
that's an expectation. He will not flood.
He will burn this sucker down.
Yes, he will. I think we really, you know, because, and this really needs to be taught, not just on this platform, but it really needs to be taught throughout, you know, many churches and throughout different other platforms where, because we have adopted that act of entitlement. Yeah. We have adopted that act of, you know, going along to get along, you know, even in the church environment. So, you know, we've adopted, you know, becoming pastors and bishops and ministers of music and all this other stuff because of what it comes with.
Yep.
I want to start a church because it comes with different perks. Mm-hmm. I want to start a ministry because it comes with, and it's all that act of entitlement.
You know what
comes with it. But like Lady Angie say, it comes also with responsibility.
Right.
But nobody wants the responsibility. They want the entitlement that it comes with.
Right.
Like Big Win said, and it really stuck out to me, you got to look at the good and the bad.
Yes.
And a lot of people don't want the bad.
That's what I was going to say.
We can talk about the good all day long, but the bad.
Yeah, yeah.
The trials.
Yeah.
The things you got to go through, the fasting, the praying for that title. Nobody wants to go through all of that, but I want the money.
Yeah.
You call me to preach, I need that financial blessing. Or when you announce my name, I need you to say Dr. Reverend so-and-so.
Yeah, yeah,
I need everybody to know who I am.
Right. And all people that won't move if you don't say the doctor.
Won't move.
They're sitting there calling your name, and you like, I don't know who that is.
Yeah.
I'm Angela Wilson all day long.
That's
my name.
Right.
So if you get up there and say Angela Wilson, I will get up. Say Dr. Angela Wilson, I will get up. If you say Lady Angie, I will get up. But there are some people that are so stuck on the title.
That title.
You don't say doctor, they like, psh.
Or other people will yell at you.
And this is at the gospel program. That's what I'm going to say.
If you accidentally call Reverend Bishop.
Yes.
But if you say Reverend, it's Bishop.
It's Bishop.
Somebody going to correct you.
Correct you,
Yeah, but when that same lady that just corrected me is dying, the Bishop don't show up.
Don't show up at all.
Another area we can look at with entitlement, we deceive ourselves into thinking we're better than we are.
And we are.
So we deserve better than what we have. And that's another area of, you know, entitlement that we really have to, because now that brings on living above our means. Living above what we already have, or thinking we're better than where we are.
Saying, I am royalty, so I should be living in $1 million house. Only if you can afford it, my
friend. Only if you can afford it. That's
Praise God. You are royalty. You can afford that mortgage. But you can't run around saying, I'm a child of God, so I should have.
No, it don't work like that. To me, what you're claiming to be and what you're professing should be your entitlement is two different things. Because one, you're being actually ridiculous.
When you run
but
around like
if
that,
you ask me a question like you did, and I say when it comes to God, then I go only to the word, not on what my faith is. So, but if you were to ask me the way I live my Christian life, what am I entitled to? Then my answer would be totally different.
I have a question. I have a question, right? So, and this goes around the whole table.
No, don't leave it for them.
No, no. This is you too.
Because I feel petty.
This is for you too.
My petty meter just came on.
So, as a parent,
I knew it.
Do you feel a sense of accomplishment if your kids feel entitled? As a parent. Do you feel a sense of accomplishment? Because if your kids become entitled or feel entitled to your accomplishments or to you working hard in your life, and your kids become, you know, entitled to whatever you worked hard for, do that make you feel accomplished in life?
No.
I was going to say the same thing. My kids feeling entitled, it doesn't make me feel anything, because one thing, we really, really, really constantly let them know that nothing, nothing we have is of our own. We let them understand that all of this is God.
Right.
We let them know that this is not the norm. We let them know we don't say yes to everything that we can do. We have all types of structure. That's created to avoid a sense of entitlement. Because when you have kids who feel entitled, when they come of age, you've damaged them. And that is something that we have really, really focused on, making sure that they understand, you know, everybody does not have a life like this. And I'm not talking about the money. I'm talking about a home with both parents. I'm talking about loving parents that support you and actually ask you, how was your day?
And they listen.
I'm talking about people who care about your voice.
And you
having a voice.
Because
as much as my mommy adored me, and she did, I didn't have a voice.
It was no voice.
So her answer for most of my youth was, because I said so. So I stopped asking, because that was always the answer. So I really, really like to hear their feelings. and I like to check in with them. Mm-hmm. So I'm coming from a different place. And I hope that that won't make them feel entitled, but instead will make them realize that they have a voice. Because they do.
I'm glad y'all answered this.
You know what?
I knew this was not going to be. You take that camera off of me because Mario.
Directly on them.
No, because. No, no.
But Mario, I'll answer.
Please do. God bless you.
Yeah. One thing.
God bless you. So funny.
One person that really sticks out to me, and then I'll talk about myself, is a gospel singer. Her mother sings, and she wanted to find her own way. Mm. And she didn't want to use her mother's accomplishments to get her where she wanted to go. Mm-mm. And that's the thing about it is, even though I may accomplish a lot of things, I don't want my kids to feel like they're just walking into gold.
No.
Because when they think that way, if I lose everything before they're old enough to obtain it, then they'll be sitting there expecting somebody else to just hand it to them.
Right.
Life isn't handed to nobody. Exactly. That's where the world goes wrong. Let's be real. That's where a lot of young people are wrong because their parents have let them feel like they're entitled to whatever they have worked for.
Yeah.
You're not entitled to my bank account. You're not entitled to my cars or my home.
Right,
this is a privilege to live here or ride in this.
Mm-hmm.
But you're not going to walk into my accomplishments and go out there. Because if we be honest, if you leave here tomorrow,
mm-hmm.
your daughters may cannot follow your footsteps and somebody respect them saying where they will you.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's
the
thing about it is they can't feel entitlement because of what you have laid out. They got to walk into that same path and do things themselves or whatever. So with me, I don't want my kids to feel entitled because of what I accomplished.
No.
Feel grateful to God for what I accomplished.
We accomplished.
Right.
Right, 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 right.
You know,
but,
I agree.
But I want to know why strangers feel entitled to whatever it is you have. I've never understood that. You're talking about your kids. I understand that to a degree. But you have strangers who feel entitled to all you have.
When you call strangers.
Strangers meaning not your children.
Wait,
not
so
your responsibility.
That's what they other relatives. That's strangers.
Anybody. Strangers. If you are that, not living.
If they're not in your house.
You don't live at such a address.
You're a stranger.
You're a stranger. A stranger
you are.
Danger.
Listen.
So literally, I'm trying to understand why if my kids, I'm trying to make my kids not feel entitled, and I'm listening to you, and I'm thinking, but it's sad because I am actually creating a belief or have or had created a belief that people were entitled to me, to access to me, and to mine.
We're going
to
talk about that too.
And so that's an entirely different area because if my kids shouldn't feel entitled, good Lord, strangers.
Shouldn't definitely
but
not
you
feel entitled.
Said
word,
not you have entitled. Allowed
you've
them,
allowed them
to
yes.
feel that
yes.
way.
But we're going to talk about that too.
The sad part is why do you eat, like for me, I can't. No one can even allow me to feel that way because I never feel I have.
But that's,
I'm entitled to anything.
But
of
that's you,
right?
Mm-hmm. And you when you allow that, mm-hmm. and when you open the gate, and you know you allow that into your space, into your home, into your mind, into any part of you. That's something that they feel expected. You know, they feel whatever you have, they expect to have it.
Can I ask you this? Is that the entire world?
Of course.
Because I found that the entire world
of course.
Feels entitled
yeah. of course.
Yeah. to you.
We have somebody that's trying to get in the office right now, Mr. Trump. He feels entitled to that seat. Yeah.
The entire world seems to feel entitled. And I mean, with no reciprocation.
No.
Without anything that they've done to gain the merit.
Right.
But just everyone in the world, in my opinion.
Right.
Seems to feel entitled.
Yep.
Right. But if you put that boundary, that's why boundaries are put there in place because I, you know, and I have many conversations with him, you know, even when I first met him, a lot of things he did, I just didn't agree. I was like, you crazy.
Yeah.
Because, you know, even down to my children, all the way down to friends or whatever, I put up a boundary to and a space.
Yeah, boundaries
you know,
are good.
Yeah, boundaries
learned,
are very good.
I learned boundaries are amazing.
Yeah.
Are, listen, you don't understand. The boundaries are very good.
They are very
but
good.
When you put that boundary on people, strangers, children, anybody that you need to put boundaries on, you create an actual sexual atmosphere and an expectation for them not to cross.
Yeah.
You understand? And when they get to that point, they automatically know and reminded of, okay, that person, I can't try like that. Mm-hmm. This person, I can't get this from this person. Mm-hmm. This person is going to automatically say no because they're going to come with questions. They're going to come with different scenarios. You have to go through so many different things to get what you want from this person.
So in other words, in this world right now, everyone is going to try.
Everybody. Yeah. Yeah. Because but the world has created, if you don't try, then you'll never know.
So and that's the thing about it, is like you said, you have to set those boundaries.
Yeah.
Because like you said, everybody will try. Even if you get on there right now and you post,
but I don't anybody, so why don't I try people?
But because people see you humble.
I don't even ask people for references. I'm humble when I ask for references.
But you though.
You have a different mindset than a lot of people. A lot of people feel like, oh, she got it.
Yes.
You post this car or you post your house or anything. So, oh, she got it. So it's not going to bother her to give me just a little of what she have. Don't matter if she's really struggling in reality, but I'm looking at her social media. So I see all this lavish. So I want some of that lavish. This little portion ain't going to hurt her. If I ask for this portion, she's going to say, yeah, because she's a giver. But that's where you have to set boundaries, because if you don't set those boundaries, you will always find yourself giving. I'm saying that because that was me.
Right. Mm-hmm.
See, the only way you could be a giver is because you started giving.
Yep.
That's a good point.
No, I started giving.
He said that people will see what she has.
Yep.
And make her a giver. Once she started giving, then she became a giver.
Yeah.
Now, can I answer?
I was born a giver. So that's
no, you wasn't born a giver.
I was literally born. I was that kid that would share. Literally.
Yeah.
When I say I was born a giver, I mean intentionally what
you,
I'm saying.
I was the
kid that would walk they didn't up and break my candy and give it to you.
Yeah. You
didn't even have to ask for it.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm
that one that's wondering why you looking at me eating my candy.
Kid. But yeah, I was that little kid.
That was me.
What confuses me.
Yeah, I'll let the other piece of ice cream melt.
Yeah.
Before I get to you, I'm gonna eat this one.
I would look at you and you have a candy bar. I would never ask you for some of your candy.
And see,
that's me.
But you know what? Okay, listen.
You won't ask, and I won't offer.
Now, let me explain. This is not who I am.
I'm
boundary queen now.
Right.
Yeah.
And when I say I'm boundary queen, I argue with myself. No, I'm not doing that. Mm-hmm.
So with your mindset, right? And where you were.
Yeah.
You expected everybody to be or do what you have done.
Yep. No.
Or is doing.
I expected everyone to be good. I expected everyone to be kind. I expected everyone to reciprocate.
I expected
if I was good to you, why wouldn't
you? If I fed you,
why wouldn't you feed me?
No. Exactly. No.
If I was there for you, why wouldn't you be there for
but
me?
But we had that conversation of what you expect of other people are not always what you're going to get back. You're not going to get you.
Never.
You're not going to get you from somebody else. And we had that topic. I can't remember what the topic was. But a lot of times we look for us and others.
I don't even look for me because I know me is a different level.
Well, I mean,
I can't even find a scrap of me.
But I'm saying not you. But when you
that's confusing. I'm looking for a scrap of me others.
Yeah.
You know the problem. You know what's funny? Everything she's describing about herself is exactly me.
See?
But I'm just a dude.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
That's crazy, people.
See, y'all don't believe it. But I'm the same exact way. So that's what made me cut people, because I'm like, wait a minute. I can't deal with you because I know for a fact I never would have done that to you.
That's me. Yeah. Constantly.
Yeah. So that's what made me study people. And going back to the original question, yes, I expect my children to feel entitled. I want to stay with the fact that this word we're using is a feeling word.
Yes, it's a feeling.
You determined.
Yes,
you
like
ghetto gospel. You determined to make entitlement a good word.
No, it's
but
not.
But it is not going
to
be.
It is a good word.
I think you highly.
You literally are teaching your children.
Expect,
you have a son and daughter
I want
that
them to
expect,
highly expect
that in their lives.
Yes.
Because of what they saw.
Yes.
they know they need to serve God. And if you serve God, yes, you can live where you want. If you so and so, so if you do right by people, that is what they are
but
supposed
I want
to expect.
Them to also
you have
understand.
Trained your children correctly. And I'm not going to let nobody sit and say, I don't want them to think. No.
I don't.
They may not need to say, oh, when mom and daddy ain't here, we're going to get this house. No. Some people are like that. That's
right,
ghetto.
Right.
That's what I don't like.
Yeah. He say that.
I'm saying that there are children that ought to think, because I see the formula of my mother
right.
and my father and my grandmother and my granddaddy, that here's what I need to do
right.
and not fall off of that. And,
yes.
and I'm entitled to this, this, and this if I follow what
the
I
formula.
Was trained.
Right.
Okay. So yes,
I told you how that formula sometimes don't work.
Yeah,
no
but be
yeah.
when how can you actually feel where you know they would feel entitled to that if they follow a formula or follow certain things? Because
so remember,
you
expectation
get,
is when you give when you
no,
when you
no,
add something yeah. to the mix. Entitlement
yeah.
is when you add
yeah.
nothing to the mix.
Mm-hmm.
You always
wow.
going to train them to add something to the
yeah.
mix. So that's why I
because,
keep telling you, you want them to have expectations,
wow.
and you have expectations, you do not feel entitled. You do not say, I'm not going to do nothing, God, and you're going to bless me.
Right.
No, that ain't what. See,
that's
that God said, if you don't work, you don't eat. That's
right.
what I know.
Right. That's it. So
that's what I know from
that,
him.
You have an expectation that if I work, God, I'm going to eat. That's
yes.
a high.
Yes.
That's an expectation.
Yes, an expectation.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
But you don't believe, how dare I not be able to go in there and make me a filet mignon. That's when you get entitled. How dare
no.
I not be able to buy what I want to eat?
Mm. No,
God's
that's
going
that's
to always provide food for you. Expectation. Mm-hmm. It might not be exactly what you want.
Oh, see, now you're taking what God. You're telling God He's going to feed me, and you're listening to God. I didn't say nothing about
what,
that.
What I'm saying
like,
is,
God,
what I'm saying is, based
I do believe,
on the definitions,
I do believe that God is going
about,
to. He's going to supply all of my needs.
Right. And that's
according to.
That's expectation.
Right. Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Expectation.
Right. That's expectation. And because I believe
and that's
his
good.
Word.
That's still expectation.
Mm-mm.
Because you believe his word, now it's entitled.
Stop it. Stop
yeah,
it.
Not
stop it. You got to take a nap, and then we'll come back and talk about it.
Because you believe it, now I'm entitled to it. Now, this is what your word said.
And see, I see
how you were taught and brought up, sir. I see how you was. Yes, I
see
you.
What I see when I look at you is Angie when God says, nah. Because when he says nah, I'm like, ha.
No, see, I'm the
no,
total
God,
opposite.
Because you have given, no.
No, I believe
you,
in his will.
Your word says, that's me, your word says that you will. Your
uh-huh.
word says that I will.
Uh-huh.
Your word says, so I will flip his word. And he looking at me like, you telling me my word, baby girl?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I said, no, I was just saying.
No,
what
I ain't going to flip
was,
it.
So Big Win, okay.
yeah,
okay,
yeah,
so listen
yeah.
to this,
it's
right?
It's other people that's going to say,
I
have so much faith in him.
But listen, right?
I'm going to
so, if his
boldly.
Word, now you believe
yes.
in his word, right? So we know that
yeah.
Jesus is the word, right? Okay.
Yes.
So now listen, if when he died on the cross, right?
Yeah,
and we know
on.
You know the word that says he'll never leave us nor forsake
yes.
us.
Yeah.
But then on the cross he said, God, why have thou forsaken
me? Why have
mm-hmm.
So do you believe that basically when he stepped into that realm of, oh, why God, why have thou forsaken me?
Right.
When you said in your word, you know, you will never leave me nor
right.
forsake me. But that entitlement area
that entitlement.
And that expectation, he was supposed to do something
at that moment. Why
yes.
did he say on the cross, God, why did thou forsake me?
I think he
what
knew,
was that the prime example
I
of
think he knew,
theologically?
I think, well, I think not theologically. He knew, God, I'm going to go through this,
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to suffer, and think about us.
Mm-hmm.
I understand I'm going to suffer. I understand things are going to come
mm-hmm.
in life, but sometimes when it goes to a certain
mm.
degree, we're like, hey,
that's
why
enough.
Am I still, I'm hanging
no,
here.
I'm
can
hanging
I just
here.
Die
right.
already?
Yes.
Okay, I've let them crucify
mm-hmm.
me. Can I die now? I'm laying here. I mean, I'm
he
up
was
here on
fulfilling
the
prophecy
but why
that
he,
I've come
his,
back why, as flesh.
But why did he have to suffer?
From spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to die flesh. And he said unto thee.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I command you.
Yeah, right.
My
okay.
what?
My spirit.
My
but,
spirit.
But
that's
first
right.
his flesh.
His
yes.
flesh had to die.
Had to die.
But he had to speak first.
He had
yes.
to speak first, right. I understand that. I understand
that. So even in the flesh, of Christ, the Word.
Yeah.
He knew that he was entitled.
Entitled.
Knowing that he had a prophecy to fulfill.
Oh, yeah.
But it showed that he had to verbally speak.
You gonna do it.
He had to verbally speak from the flesh.
It's because
y'all have a great topic, and this has been theologically spoken. God wants us.
I agree with you. I'm gonna tell you why.
God never wants us to expect.
Okay.
But we think it's okay to expect.
I agree with the point that at that point where he had suffered so long, I think his entitlement, I am a king's son, kicked in, and he said, why has thou forsaken me?
Right.
Because I'm still hanging here, mm-hmm. still suffering.
But he still had.
Because he was okay with the whole process. He was okay. He didn't want to go through it. He went and talked to God. I don't want to do this.
He wanted to go through it.
But I think that sometimes.
But four things had to happen at the cross.
I think at some point when you suffer long.
Oh.
That's when people say, wait a minute now.
Yeah.
Okay, God, it's okay that I had to wait for a husband 5 years.
Uh-huh.
But why am I 15 years waiting?
Right, right.
It's okay, God, that I've been sick 5 years. Mm-hmm. But why am I sick 15 years?
Yeah.
I think that he had gotten to a point. And guess when you say, why am I sick 15 years?
Mm-hmm.
Why am I still hanging here on this cross?
Mm-hmm.
I'm supposed to be dead now.
Mm-hmm.
I think that that's when you cross into entitlement because you realize who you are in your royalty.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when it's okay to be in your royalty, but it will mess you up in your thinking.
Yeah.
Because all of a sudden you feel like I should not
be going through this.
Suffer.
Yes.
Hold on. I want to read this. It's a very good, I'm going to just read the topic, top part of what someone commented. She said, awesome topic. It angers me when children feel entitled based off of our accomplishment as parents. You can't ride my coattail in heaven based off of my achievements of good works.
Yeah, I agree with all that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with that.
I really agree with that. I remember my grandson was 12. Yes. And come to find out, he was, I call it bullying because he's talking to a young girl, sneakers. But I had to remind him that, listen, I adopted you and you had nothing.
Right.
Okay.
You was a foster child.
Mm-hmm.
And he used to get to the point where, you know, he wanted to know which car I'm going to pick him up in at the school.
Mm.
You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
So I said, oh, so you getting to that point where he thought that he was entitled to look and carry himself a certain way because how I was living and how I'm driving.
Yep.
That's totally different. We're talking that's image entitlement.
Right.
Okay.
But we're talking about literally being able to say, okay, I'm going to follow the word of God, or I'm going to follow the path of my parents, or I'm going to follow, because I still say, just because you go to college don't mean you're going to get a good job.
Right.
That's not what we're talking about. Because I got a degree, they should be entitled. I don't believe in none of that.
Right.
Yeah.
But I'm talking about if whatever God said to me.
Right.
When Jesus was at the cross, he still had to have a message even to the thieves.
Yes.
Yes, yes, yes.
So some of the things that he said out loud
right,
that we are privy to know that was said was also something that we need to be able to say amongst others so they can hear.
Right, right.
And it was to the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Then after that, the Spirit spoke.
Right.
And we're doing the same thing.
You know, you got me twisted.
Yeah.
Because
you got me twisted.
Yeah, because I get where he's coming from, like with the formulas and different things. I get where he's coming from. Because even when he was talking just now, I thought about it and where, you know, I feel entitled because he said, By these stripes you shall be healed.
Right.
Shall.
Mm-hmm. Even if it's not on this side, I do believe. Even on the other side, I shall be. So, in a sense, I gotta believe that because I gotta believe that I am entitled to a healing. So you making me think.
And on one of the morning shows, you spoke about how when you jumped out there 8 years ago, and didn't have a job,
right?
You said you believed
that he would. See, you get me. You get me a little
bit. And what happened is, what I love about this topic, be able to use words.
Right.
Because it was word that created.
That's right.
God said, let there be.
That's right.
So if I don't sit here amongst y'all and fight y'all back and say, yes, I'm entitled.
Yeah.
That's me not saying that. Every time he says shall, I'm saying it because one time I preached on everything. Every time he says shall.
Yeah.
Now, it could have not happened.
Yeah.
When he says shall.
Right.
But it just so happened to happen.
Yeah.
So I want to be able to, every time he said shall, I want to believe it and be entitled to it and so I can receive it.
Yes.
Yeah.
But when I hear the word entitled, we're thinking in the carnal sense. Yeah.
In the carnal. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. You know, I was married to a woman and thought that because I put a certain amount in a check cash, she was entitled to go get what she wants.
Yeah.
Right.
No, it's not because of your position. But when we're talking about
so
God.
So there's different.
And his beliefs. Yes,
there's
sir.
Different sides of entitlement.
And we need to teach the people in the church that we're talking about the word, but the position there is absolutely.
Yes.
Because
yes.
That's carnal.
That's carnal. That's right.
That's carnal.
That's where the separation is.
Thank you, sir. Right.
That's where the separation
is.
Because
you can put the camera on me now.
Don't put it on him.
Don't do it.
Take it off him.
Yep.
That's where the separation.
But that's good.
You understand? Because then now it's the position versus the. That's where the separation comes in. That because if you're in a position of entitlement, you understand? Versus.
And see, your children
aren't
in your position.
Aren't in your position.
But they're being trained so that when in your position,
they should
feel entitled. See, but they should not feel entitled at the position they're in now.
No. Right.
But the way you train them when they get to your position as a parent, as a worker, and as a worshiper and free, they should feel entitled to live like you live.
I'll take
a minute.
Yeah, it takes you a minute, but you got that. Well, you came around about
at the end of the show, he done made us.
No, but see, that's why I think that the fact that we sit here like we do.
Right.
And if I understood that, okay, I really need us to lead to this point because there's a spiritual, there's a carnal.
Absolutely.
And then there's flesh.
Right.
Flesh tells me the wrong things about entitlement, and I ain't going to go into that because my flesh is so opposite of my spirit that I'm shocked that God even likes the fact that I feel entitled by what he said.
I think
my flesh and my carnal need to come closer.
Yeah. Right.
At least.
Yeah.
But they don't.
They don't.
That comes back to a comment that is also online that says we tend to keep a better accounting of what we do good versus what we do bad.
Yeah,
I love that.
Yeah.
That's good.
Who said that?
Alfonso Kibi Bicote. Some of what we go through is based off of what we did yesterday.
Yeah.
So God should never be questioned.
Yeah.
I like that comment.
You know?
That comment is actually.
Like you just said, though, we have to look at it, the different types of entitlement.
And that's the thing,
because like you said, we all spoke on different types.
Right.
And if we really break down the different types, then we will see it differently.
Exactly.
So, like you said,
just like. You are an entrepreneur. Car. You're selling things. Mm-hmm. No one should be entitled to get it cheaper.
No.
Yes.
No one.
Yeah.
Right.
I agree.
Nor they on the other flip side of that, a subject you don't like, nor should people that know you come and buy all your stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You shouldn't feel
entitled.
No. Yeah.
From them.
No.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to God, every blessing you have should walk through this door.
Now, you just said something. Do you hear me?
I know I did.
And I'm going to tell you
now,
what.
Put the camera on me.
You expect folk to support your efforts and your family, you will be hooked.
Yes.
Because your family and friends will not support you.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But I guess that's entitlement. So why do you feel
that's entitlement?
Because it's your family.
Yes.
You're my friend. You're my family. Right. Why aren't you listening to the podcast?
Yes.
I'm on it.
Right.
How dare you?
Right. Why should you even have that expectation?
You know.
But what I do expect is that God's word go through, even if it's just 7-8 people.
That's right. God bless them all.
God bless them all.
That's every one of them.
Yeah.
So okay, let's put it this way then. So was we raised to be entitled?
To a degree. Okay. I know I feel entitled to a degree because I came out into the world expecting love. I expecting to be able to trust
people.
I expect, and my mother probably wanted me to expect love and expect to trust people, but I did not have that street cred to know that that's only for 4% of the population.
And the reason why I ask that is because, like, we were just talking even about family support and different things.
Yeah.
We are raised with the entitlement.
Yeah.
Yes. We are raised to feel like family's supposed to support even if no one else supports.
But the problem is, that an expectation, though?
No,
that
that's because be we heard it.
You're right.
But
that's what
then, if you really dissected to see whether or not it was nature versus nurture.
Right. Okay.
In your household, in your family, in your close people, then we got to go back to our other subject: whose family, whose relatives.
Yeah.
And when did you break off of family?
Yeah.
You know, was it when you got mad because they didn't support?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I really believe that every young boy expected their mother to come when they fall, not the daddy. Mm-hmm. The daddy could be right there on the porch, but the little boy, me. I'm going to yell for mama. Daddy can be coming towards me. Hey, move. Mama.
That's hilarious.
That's nature.
That's hilarious.
But yeah, because mom is more nurturing.
In our minds. And that's how we learned it. Our first, whoever was our nurturer.
Yeah.
Became our very first, how dare you not.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah.
That's who you say, I expect.
Yeah.
Not only do I expect, whoever I feel is my nurturer.
Yeah.
Because you start off yearning, nurturing.
That's true.
Because you don't know about money or food. You don't care.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever was your nurturer.
Right. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
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 I love it.
Mm-hmm. We the end already?
Listen, we at the end, man.
This is... I told you.
Yeah.
I see Stacy was the one talking about that.
Oh, my God.
Stacy in Fayetteville.
If you don't fix that...
What? I don't see.
But yeah, we had a great topic today. I think we're freezing online.
I need y'all to not think freeze right now.
Yeah. We freezing online. Yeah,
I can't see nothing.
Yeah.
It's terrible. Ooh. What?
You got it.
What y'all not gonna do? We're gonna have to delete that whole segment.
But yeah, man,
that's a straight high point.
Yeah. Yes. You know what? But
everybody got a cigarette.
But yeah, we was in the underground, man. I'm gonna need y'all to go ahead and click like and share, man. Get your people in the building. Let them know we was in the underground. And right now, we're gonna go ahead and take it further, man. We're going to go ahead and take it off. Take off on this thing.
Yeah.
So I'm your boy, Sevenus the Artist. I'm your brother. I'm your nephew. I'm your cousin, but I ain't your daddy.
And I'm your boy, Big Win, your ultimate entertainer. Sometimes I shock ya, but you might need to turn my mic off.
And I'm Lady Angie, and I don't know why that picture is frozen like that, but my feelings real bad.
And much as
but I'm still here for it.
And it's your boy Mario, the solid assassin. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I want that. I want that picture to go viral.
I will bite you.
And we already know Jesus is
outside.
Peace.
Wait a minute, is it frozen on me?
It's frozen on you.
I
you
need
know
it
what?
Frozen on you.
Yeah, that's
this,
fine.
My frozen was horrible.
My frozen look good though.
All right. You have the run out?
Yeah.
All right, cool. Yeah, I don't need the video for this one. We can just run through it.
Yeah, we got the picture.
That was horrible, y'all. That was babe, that was terrible. You see how I got froze?
Making comments.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were all commenting on it.
I'm over there just hitting. Yep.
And see that lady, yep. Stacy, that's the other stalker in Fayetteville.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right good seeing you, man.
All right, good seeing you. Appreciate you, brother.
Mm-hmm.
Love all right, here we go. All right, here we go. Okay, let me get my notes.
You look hot.
You hot?
Yeah, bro. I don't know if it's the hair or just me.
It's three wigs.
I only got on one.
Oh, my bad.
With white thread. This joke will be sad.
Why I say that?
That was funny to me, though. You were just being mean.
Oh, yeah.
You were just being
mean. That sounds right.
Like you sitting here looking at white stitching.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's funny.
Oh, look, I did check that.
What?
It's not over yet.
Because it didn't come on.
Huh?
No, I was saying lucky I did check this one because it didn't come on just a minute ago. All right, here we go.